From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Friday night attacks in Paris that left 129 dead and more than 350 wounded are expected to loom large at the G20 summit. World leaders, including President Obama, are in Antalya, Turkey for the summit. VOA's Luis Ramirez is also there.
The G20 was expected to focus largely on the issue of terrorism, of the Islamic State group, and of the migrant issue. But the incidents in Paris now put more pressure on President Obama at this meeting here in Antalya to come up with ways to intensify the effort to come up with a better plan. The goals had been pretty modest heading into this meeting. Of course, this was before the incident of Friday in Paris, where his national security advisor had said that they were only expecting incremental progress in terms of coming up with a plan to eradicate ISIS in Syria and Iraq.
VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting from Antalya, Turkey. French President Francois Hollande canceled his plans to attend the G20 meeting immediately after Friday's attacks. Mr. Hollande has called those attacks an act of war against his country. In its claim of responsibility, Islamic State lashed out at the countries trying to suppress its attempt to establish a caliphate in Syria and Iraq and said France remains at the top of the list of preferred targets. Six sites across Paris were attacked, a concert hall, restaurants, a football stadium. While all the attackers were killed, it's not clear where others might be or their accomplices may be lurking in Paris neighborhoods. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Department says an American airstrike has killed the head of the Islamic State in Libya. Abu Nabil was an Iraqi national and an al-Qaeda operative. A Pentagon spokesperson said the operation against Nabil was authorized and initiated prior to Friday's night's terrorist attacks in Paris. World powers have made headway on a plan for a political transition in Syria. However, the Paris terrorist attacks overshadowed their talks in Vienna on Saturday. VOA's Pam Dawkins has the story.
Members of the International Syria Support Group said the deadly attacks in Paris and the Islamic State's claim of responsibility had strengthened their resolve to find a political resolution to Syria's crisis. Negotiators agreed to try to bring Syrian government and opposition representatives into UN-mediated talks by January. They also set a timeline for a plan that could lead to free and fair elections. But old disagreements festered, such as the status of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But some say even if negotiators reach a final agreement, getting buy-in from the Syrian people could be difficult. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Vienna.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the Islamic State group cannot be contained, it must be defeated, as she and two other Democratic presidential candidates faced off at a debate Saturday. Forum began with a brief moment of silence for the people killed and the hundreds wounded in the Paris attacks. Senator Bernie Sanders, who is running second to Clinton in the national polls, criticized Clinton for her 2002 congressional vote in support of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who is lagging far behind Clinton and Sanders in the polls, said he supports the U.S. accepting more refugees from conflict-stridden Middle Eastern countries such as Syria and Iraq, where the Islamic State is attempting to set up a caliphate. Two separate attacks in southern Somalia Saturday killed at least 18 people, wounded more than 30 others. Near the port city of Kismayo, at least 15 people were killed, 25 others wounded, when Al-Shabaab militants mounted a surprise attack on a former military academy. Another clash in the northern Somali town of Galkayo killed 3 people, wounded 10 others. Tens of thousands of anti-government demonstrators took to the streets in South Korea's capital Saturday to protest the conservative government's push for labor reform and mandated state-issued history textbooks. Authorities say Saturday's protests were the largest since 2008, when demonstrators took to the streets of the capital to protest the import of U.S. beef products.
That's the latest world news from VOA.